Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
These are some nursing students from the University of Texas at Austin School of Nursing. And they are down at the Austin Convention Center assisting at the Medical Special Needs Shelter for Hurricane Ike evacuees from Galveston to Austin. So I'm going to tell you an experience in our community of Austin, Texas, of receiving hurricane evacuees. And later on, we're going to hear, I think, about what it's like to be in Galveston during a hurricane. But that's not my story. My story is what it's like to be a community that receives evacuees. It's also about community partnerships and the partnership that we at the School of Nursing have with the City of Austin Health and Human Services Department, and we have a formal agreement. And so let me tell you about some of the tools that we've used and developed so that you could do this in your community. Let's see here. I don't have any relationships to disclose. So a tiny bit of background. We got really busy with disaster response after Hurricane Katrina, which was in 2005, where we definitely were assisting at our main convention center shelter and also with special needs. At that point, afterwards, it was kind of chaotic, and the city medical director came to us afterwards and said, is there a way that we can formalize and streamline how we call up volunteers to help in these kind of situations? And so we said, sure, let's work on that together. And from that evolved a memorandum of cooperation between the City of Austin and the University of Texas. And it wasn't just nursing, it was the College of Pharmacy and the School of Social Work, as well as nursing, to be professional resources that could help in a disaster situation. Then our dean, Dean Dolores Sands, set up a disaster preparedness committee at the School of Nursing. And we have a committee that meets regularly. We have a disaster mobilization plan, that's a document, and we have a website that I'll tell you about. This is just a first page of our memorandum of cooperation with the City of Austin, just so you can see that we really do have a formal agreement. Again, it's not for buildings, because that was some of the reasons why the signatory process was delayed. It took 2 years to get this agreement signed, because the city was really interested in finding out, well, can you promise us that we'll use university facilities when we need them for hurricane evacuees? And the idea was, no, this agreement in particular is for professional resources, for people, for pharmacy students, for social work students, and for nursing students, and for the faculty involved, too. So Hurricane Gustav, this was Labor Day weekend 2008. In our world, in Austin, again, we're the receiving city, it was a test for us to call up our volunteers. It was a test. Labor Day weekend, Sunday, I was going to church Sunday morning, and we have a call-up process, a formalized process, and we use the incident command structure. And so the city had to call the president of the university, the president calls our dean, and then we get a call that it's okay to activate. So the message was 1,000 nursing home patients from New Orleans were being evacuated by air to Austin, 1,000 nursing home patients. And we're going, oh my God. And the city started mobilizing. They started setting up the convention center with cots and everything. My colleague, Dr. Marilyn Patillo, and I, we went down there to the convention center to be involved in this. The part we didn't hear, that we eventually heard, was that only 200 would stay in Austin and the other 800 were going to be flown on somewhere else. When the 200 got to the airport at Austin, they were triaged right there at the airport, and they were mostly so sick that they went straight to hospitals. And only 35 ended up in our convention center in a medical special needs shelter, and they were so sick that they called in a special team to assist them. They only stayed there one night. But we did activate our volunteer call up, and we had volunteers, both faculty and nursing students, ready to go on Monday morning, Labor Day, to the convention center to help out, as ever, however the city wanted us to help, because the city is in charge, incident command structure. This is Hurricane Ike, and this is, I'm not going to talk about what it's like to be in Galveston, but this was just 1 week after Hurricane Gustav. We're still in September 2008, and we're going, oh my gosh. So this is our website. We developed this website probably in 2006, late 2006, early 07. The website is utexas.edu/nursing. I should have put it up there, but I didn't. So it's just our University of Texas, which is utexas.edu/nursing, and you can find it there. So that's our homepage of our website. And you can tell that it's kind of current for today because it's talking about H1N1. So this is a tool that we use to communicate with our potential volunteer pool. This is a screenshot from the website that we put out. It went out on the front page at the UT Nursing School website to say, we need volunteers. And then they followed it on the website to this, this part of the screen. And you'll see in the middle, it says, sign up using the online volunteer request form. And then we have some just-in-time training right there. And we're telling them what shifts they can work that we need volunteers for. So when you followed it to the screenshot, to the link to sign up, we wanted to know on the status, are you a student? Are you a junior, you know, first semester? Are you a senior, last semester? Are you a faculty? Are you an RN? Are you a graduate student? Those were the kind of categories we wanted to know. You know, are you an RN already? And then where we did have a couple of different places where people could work, but mostly we were at the medical special needs shelter because that's what the city of Austin needed, was some nursing resources is what we called ourselves. Because a lot of the students, of course, were not RNs yet, but were nursing resources. And then their availability. It says at the top that it goes to the office, the student affairs office at the School of Nursing. And it went directly there, you know, on an online process. One of the benefits that we bring to the city of Austin is that we can assure the city that we have vetted, trained volunteers. They have all had HIPAA training, they've all had CPR, they've all had their immunizations. You know, that's why we kind of did it through the Office of Student Affairs, because all that documentation is kept there. One of the things that we found out, this is kind of a lessons learned, is that Monday through Friday, the Office of Student Affairs clerical staff could do the scheduling. On the weekend, it was me. And it's a lot of work. I mean, you get people to say, yeah, I can do this time, or I can do that time, I can help at this time. And, you know, then you have to call them all back and try to get them scheduled. So what we're trying to do for the future is an online self-scheduling calendar. And this is the end product of it. It's a free web calendar. It's called lowcalendar.com. And we asked our IT lady to find us something like this. We tested it. In non-hurricane season, we tested it, I think, last spring. Faculty had the most trouble with it, of course. You know, the students did great, you know. But we're going to practice it again, and we're going to use this. So there were several different roles that we could have in assisting the city. The first one, the medical triage by phone, we were in the Emergency Operations Command Center for the city of Austin, and only experienced faculty could do that. And we were receiving telephone calls from the various high school shelters around town. Remember, because there were lots of evacuees coming from Galveston. Some of them could go stay in a hotel, but some needed to go to the high school gymnasium that were set up all around town. As you drive into Austin, it says, go to Reagan High School at this address, you know, the big signs. Or when Reagan's full, it says, go to LBJ High School, you know, over on this location. So we would get calls like from the shelter manager at the high school that said, somebody's here who's 2 days status post brain surgery, what do we do with her? Or we have a newborn baby, or we have kids that are sick, what do we do? Or somebody needs dialysis, You know, so we would try to, we would answer those questions. And one of our faculty wrote up a quick on-the-spot guide for how to answer those questions, where to send people for dialysis. Then later on, another role we had was an urgent care clinic at the general shelter that nurse practitioner faculty and nurse practitioner students went to go staff that. But most of us were working at the medical special needs shelter. Altogether, we gave 2,000 hours, volunteer hours, 2,000 hours in 1 week. It was 1,500 hours from students and 500 hours from RNs, graduate students or faculty. So in the medical special needs shelter, one instructor, well, the whole J1 instructors, that's junior first semester, that's their first semester in nursing student, and they've learned how to do blood pressures and they've learned how to do injections, but they're beginning students. They took all of their clinical down there. Instead of going to the nursing home, they said, okay, we're going down to the shelter to help. So that was an amazing situation for those students, and definitely they have written that up, and I'm sure they'll be using that in their applications to graduate school, because that's what happened with Hurricane Katrina. We also had a situation where the medical special needs shelter was first of all set up at the big Austin Convention Center where the general shelter was, but they wanted to quickly get that cleared out as soon as they could after a week or 6 days, because the city needs that convention center to still hold their conventions and, you know, income and all that. So we transferred this medical special needs shelter from the Austin Convention Center to a location on the University of Texas campus. It was a satellite location, the Jake Pickle Research Center. And we paired one junior nursing student with every patient in the medical special needs shelter, and they were put on buses, they were put in ambulances, they were taken all different kinds of ways, and afterwards the paramedics were coming up to us and saying, we could not have done this without the nursing students, because they were a friendly hand helping somebody go from one, they'd already been through a horrible hurricane, transported on a bus to Austin, you know, and they don't know where their other nursing home residents are, and then they got changed again to another location. So on October 31st, I promise you there was no hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico when I loaded this up. But I think November 1st or 2nd, we had Hurricane Ida, which I think is maybe having some impact on the weather here today. So what happened is that just this fall, the folks at the City of Austin approached us and said, City of Austin Health and Human Services Department, and now there's a new entity called Community Care Clinic. They kind of spun off the clinics to be a nonprofit, Community Care. They said, would you, School of Nursing, please manage an on-site clinic in a general shelter for hurricane evacuees in the future? And let's see if we can get this set up, you know, so that you'll be ready to do this whenever we need you to do it. So we have started developing plans for how to do that. The city and Community Care has said, we'll provide practitioners, physicians and nurse practitioners and PAs, we'll provide the clerical support, we'll provide supplies and maybe some medications, but we want you to manage it and run this. And so we're working out the details right now. It's primary care, kind of acute care, primary care, urgent care, kind of a clinic. And maybe it would be 8 hours a day at first and then down to 6 hours a day or something like that. But we're working it out so that we can do that. That'll be another role for us. So here are the necessary parts for doing this kind of effort in your area. It doesn't have to be for hurricane evacuees, because you might not have hurricanes in your community. But we're also available for mass prophylactic medication administration. You know, that's another thing that's in our memorandum of cooperation. We can help with that. So the time to start talking with your city or county is not at the disaster. You know, it's way ahead of time. And I'm sure, you know, if you're a school of nursing or a school of medicine or a school of pharmacy, you probably have relationships already. You need to formalize the agreement, you know, so that it's in writing and the appropriate authorities have signed it. And so these are just some hints about how to replicate this in your community. You might talk to the medical authority for your county. Of course, you could talk to the local health department. You can go talk to them and say, hey, we have nursing resources, or we have College of Pharmacy resources that could be helpful to you in certain situations. And the idea, of course, is that it's a win-win for both sides. This is just amazing clinical experience for nursing students. And the city said, we couldn't have done this without you. Get it formalized. Make sure leadership at your university is approving of this. You know, the dean needs to take this to the president of your university to say, yes, this is a community activity, community service that we want to be involved in. So that was our experience. And that's our little hook 'em horns, of course.